They're the joyful agains our children shout on the swings, the exhausting agains of cooking and laundry, and the difficult agains of discipline. So much of what we do as mothers is on repeat. So what if we woke up with clarity, knowing which agains we were called to, and went to bed believing we are faithful in what matters most? We believe God's word is the key to untangle from the confusion and overwhelm we feel. Let's look up together to embrace a motherhood full of freedom and joy. Thanks for joining me for another episode of the Again Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Hickox, and this is brought to you by Entrusted Ministries. Today, I want to announce officially that we have some epic freebies available for you on our Entrusted Ministries website. Go to the homepage and sign up, and we are going to send you a full lesson from Entrusted with a Child's Heart. You'll get the hour-long teaching by Betsy Corning. It's lesson 10. We have selected this one because lesson 10 talks about the full circle discipline, which is absolutely pivotal in biblical parenting. This lesson also covers different behaviors that parents do that exasperate children. And though it is incredibly convicting, it is so helpful to guide us in truth. I'll confess to you that I had some situations this week in which I felt perhaps people were looking at my parenting and not agreeing with things that I did, or that my children's sin was on display. It was easy to question what I'm doing and easy to be confused about what I'm called to in my home and with my children. But I listened to lesson 10 once again, and I am thankful for the guidance that Scripture provides and the clarity that we have when we look to God's word and ask, God, what are you asking me to be faithful in? So as I scored myself on this quiz, once again, it actually brought freedom. And that's saying something, because I could be very critical of myself, but it actually brought freedom because I could say, thank you, God. I can throw off anything else that's hindering me, and I can look at these areas that I know you're saying, hey, this one can have a tune-up, but look it, you're actually really being faithful in several areas. I am truly grateful for God's word and for the clarity that this lesson provides, and I hope you join me in listening to that lesson. We're also providing you a full listening guide, which is lesson 10 of the Entrusted with a Child's Heart notebook. So you can see, if I were to purchase a study, this is what comes along with every lesson. It guides you as Betsy's speaking. We've picked out the highlights and put those in the notebook for you so you can look back and use them as a reference. It also includes all the scriptures that she lists and a home front declaration activity for you to do with your husband afterwards and small group discussion questions. So this is jam-packed with fantastic content, and we just want you to see what does Entrusted with a Child's Heart really entail, and this is going to give you a fantastic taste of that. We also are including a separate printable of the Full Circle Discipline. I don't know about you, but when I hear great biblical wisdom, I'm like, yes, I'm going to do that. And then sometimes I get to implementing it with my kids and I'm like, wait, what was step two? What was I supposed to ask? We want to make sure to take out all that guesswork because you are holding so much in that beautiful brain of yours already. So you can print this out. You can put it, maybe if there's a chair that you often have these deep heart-to-heart conversations with your kiddos, you could put that there and know that you can keep coming back to it until that process is really regular for you and for your children. We're also providing a printable of the quiz. You can print that out for yourself. You could print it out for your husband to be able to write down what the Lord is convicting you of and being able to evaluate, where are you calling me to grow, Lord? What habits and behaviors do I need to throw off, and what do I need to replace them with from your word, Lord, and from your Holy Spirit? Once we identify those behaviors, we can actually grow and we can ask Christ to make us more like him. In this lesson, Betsy says, the more we become like Christ, the more our children will be drawn to us. And I find that to be absolutely true. We just want to help you to press in to becoming sanctified in your motherhood. And we think that this is a great resource for you. So head to our website, entrustedministries.com. On the homepage, you are going to fill out that form, and right away, we're going to send you a link to all four of those fantastic freebies. If you have any questions, please email me at stephanie@ewach.com. That's Stephanie at ewach.com. That stands for Entrusted with a Child's Heart. And I would be thrilled to walk through any questions with you. If you are thinking about bringing Entrusted with a Child's Heart to your home, to have a home group, or even to your church, this would also be a perfect sample to send to church leadership or to other friends that might want to be involved with you. And you can have them have a taste of this study as well. Maybe you've already taken it, but you are rallying the troops to get on board. We hope that you will use this resource to spread the word about Entrusted. And we'll be talking more about Lesson 10 and the Full Circle soon, but we wanted to give you time to start putting it into practice in your home so that when you come back and listen to us speaking about examples as we've applied it in our parenting, we hope that it just helps you connect the pieces together even more so because you're already working on it yourself. We know you're busy, Mama, so we are truly grateful you joined us for this episode of Again. If you're looking for more information about building your home on the foundation of Jesus Christ, head to www.entrustedministries.com to learn more about our study for moms, Entrusted with a Child's Heart. This scripture-saturated study has blessed families around the world, and we want it for you too. Before you go, I want to pray this benediction over you from 2 Thessalonians 1:11 through 12. We're rooting for you. To this end, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and may fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by his power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Until we meet again.